Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise Rob Center. We just can't get over it, how fabulous he is, takes good care of us. Make sure that anytime you hear an interview on the Sunrise program, shortly thereafter, it's on the WKOK podcast page, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, ladies first, Amanda Furlong is here, Office Administrator at Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. She was number one in command until very shortly, but Sierra Woodring's going to help out as Executive Director, so we'll announce that here briefly. But Amanda Furlong has been working to make sure the Sunbury River Festival happens, so now we have to do the festival. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, Slade Schreck is with us too, Sunbury River Festival committee member, consultant, not specifically a chair, correct, by title?
No, just consultant. I like that. That works.
Helping out. Yeah, that's what I say my job is for River Festival. So, I'll answer any question as long as I don't have to go get it, whatever it is. All right, but Sunbury River Festival is this Friday and Saturday. I'll start out with Slade and then we'll go to Amanda. Just give us a quick overview of the Sunbury River Festival this year. No pandemic, we're doing this.
We're doing it. Amanda has done a great job putting all the preliminary stuff together. It's a lot of work, and as she found out, to do the River Festival. And so she's got it all together. I've been on board with her the last several weeks, going over all the little details that you might forget about. And we're going to have it, and she's done a great job. And we have entertainment and a boat regatta and cardboard boat races and entertainment. It's just going to be a fabulous weekend, and Saturday's looking like the weather's going to be nice. So I'm looking forward to the River Festival.
All right. Well, Amanda, you've been working hard to do this. It is tradition for the 25 years or so of River Festival for whomever's in the office to work hard on it and get about a week out from the festival and just flop over in despair and exhaustion, but then wake up joyful and excited and ready to go. Have you done that sequence yet?
Not yet. We're about 4 days out. I know it's going to be a crazy 4 days, and I'm trying not to flop over until Sunday. I'm
okay,
trying to hold
wait.
It together. Get everything on point and wait until Sunday to
good
breathe
for
my sigh of relief.
Well, good for you. And thank you so much for all you're doing. We really do appreciate it. Okay. So what is at the festival this year? Kind of walk us through the activities on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. So we shortened the hours for Friday. So it is 4 to 9. So it'll be an after work, come get dinner, get some entertainment, kind of hang out and have a quick Friday night. We have some performances, and then we have the local band Fully Drive. They're going to do a concert on our main... Fully Loaded. I'm sorry. I mixed them up. One of them's Drive. One of them's Fully Loaded. Fully Loaded, I'm sorry, is going to perform Friday night on a main stage. So it'll be a concert. You can see it from the water. If you have a boat, you can come over the river wall and watch that. So that'll be a quick Friday. And then Saturday, it's 10 to 10, and it is jam-packed full of stuff. It's local entertainment. It's hot dog eating contest, cardboard boat regatta, boat parade, Clyde peelings, just all sorts of stuff all day. Main stage then at night is going to be a Cars cover band called Drive. And again, you can watch it from the river. You can come over. The Sunbury Moose will be there selling adult beverages. The Shikellamy Band will have food over on that side during the concerts at night. So just... It's going to be awesome, I think. All the vendors are going to be on the grass side on Riverfront Park, so it'll just be a happening thing. If you drive through Sunbury, you're not going to be able to miss it, so you'll have to do a detour, turn around, park, and come out and see everything.
All right. Parking is in all of Sunbury's municipal lots. Handicap parking is available on Market Street, and there's some limited parking along... It is Court Street is where there's some limited handicap parking that's available there. 50-50 raffle is on one of the posters that you put out. What would you say, about 65 vendors or so are kind of signed up at this time?
Yep, about 65 food, promotional, local promotional activity vendors. We have some unique things. We have tarot reading, henna. The Lewisburg Children's Museum is coming for some hands-on activities for the kiddos. Just a lot happening. I do want to mention myself, though, here, that it is at Riverfront Park, and I know in the past they used to close Front Street. Well, we are not closing Front Street. So we have enlisted the help of the Sunbury Fire Police, and they are going to be at our crossings, and we are asking everybody to please be safe when crossing Front Street. Cross at the crosswalks with the crossing guards, and just be safe and exercise caution when crossing over that main road to get to River Festival.
Lower Augusta Volunteer Fire Company going to be there, Goodwill Fire Company, Rescue Hose Company, the ones that I have listed in front of me. Americus always provides the EMS standby, and so that's happening. If folks want more information, SunburyRevitalization.org, and really everything is there. There are fireworks Saturday night at the River Festival after hours on the riverside of the wall. Just Light It is the vendor that's providing those. What do you think when she says they used to close Front Street? You're they, buddy.
I know I was they. They were the good days when you could do that, except for that time that we had to pretty much guide a modular home down Front Street with all the vendors there. But that was in the past. It's my understanding Front Street will be open at Reagan Street by Saturday. So hopefully we won't have any issues there. They said it's going to be earlier, but we're going to go with the Saturday day because that's what they said. Parking, there's parking all over Sunbury, behind City Hall, in front of Kohl's Hardware, Burger King lot. There's parking. There's a lot of parking. You just have to find a spot and walk on over, and like she said, be careful crossing Front Street.
And we are in the tail end of a pandemic with a slight surge in Pennsylvania of COVID cases, but really only a low number of cases increasing locally. Any pandemic restrictions, anything along that line? Nowadays, just sound advice to stay distance from other people. But
yeah, it's a safety thing. When vendors signed up, we did ask them to comply with all current guidelines and just be mindful, be safe, sanitize what you can. We will have hand sanitizer and aseptic at our booth and everything like that. But I think people have dealt with it for so long that everybody's kind of in an understanding on how to be safe and how to respect people's space and what they're, how they're handling it on their own. So just be safe, be respectful, and everybody will get through it.
Okay, Friday, 4 to 9 p.m. in Sunbury's Riverfront Park. The main stage and some of the other activities are on the riverside of the wall, the boat parade, the cardboard boat regatta, one or two vendors on the riverside of the wall. The Shikellamy 5K, where is that?
That is going to be at the high school, so that is through the Shikellamy Cross Country and Track Boosters. Daniel Bronowitz, who is one of our SRI volunteers and also for the track and cross country, she is doing it there. So that'll be at 9 a.m. at the high school on Saturday. And then we also have the cruise in this year again. Ed Wentz is planning that, and that is going to be Saturday morning, and we're putting that back around Cameron Park. So Saturday morning, the road will be closed from Front Street.
Market Street. Market will be closed.
Yes, Market Street. So, yeah. So the road will be closed from Front Street back to 3rd Street. And then the car show, you'll enter from Chestnut to 2nd. And so car show around the park, which will be nice and relaxing, and a short hop, skip, and a jump over the Front Street to get to River Festival.
All right, and Front Street as a road, Route 147, going to stay open at the River Festival site all the time, never closing. Market Street will be closed on just Saturday for the car show, and that usually reopens about 6 p.m.-ish, something along that time. Some of the folks you say are coming: Lewisburg Children's Museum, Sunbury City Band, Clive Peeling's Reptiland, Heath's Gym Dance Crew from out in Treverton, the Cody and Joe Show, so Cody's going to be exhausted by the end of the day, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The Squeezin' Hot Dog Eating Contest is back. Are you excited about that?
I'm not going to partake of that, no. I love the Squeezin' Hot Dogs, but I can't eat a lot of them.
You can't eat a dozen? Come on,
no,
what's wrong with you? All right. Isaiah Savage is playing, Kenny Jenkins, the Good Little Americans. The Drive Band will be playing at night. That's the Cars tribute to band. And, kind of walk us through the River Festival after hours. Did you help coordinate that again?
Well, I helped a little bit. She had the entertainment lined up. The Drive Band, they played up at the Brewers Outlet anniversary several years ago. And they are really good. They're out of Ohio, I believe. And they were really good up there when they played. So Amanda brought them in for Saturday night. And we have adult beverages. You will get carded, of course, and there are ramp certified people there. So there won't be nothing happening that's not supposed to be. And Just have a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of boats come. You know, and also, you know, one thing for sure is you want to thank all the sponsors for River Festival. That's very important. Without the sponsors, this stuff doesn't happen. So thank you to all the sponsors for helping out the SRI and River Festival this year.
Yeah, and I only have a partial list with me, so we're not going to read any because then we'll omit another.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say
be
that.
In deep trouble. But yes. Thanks to Mark Monahan for loaning a golf cart to us and Zimmerman Motors loaning a golf cart to us. So we'll take care of those. But honestly, dozens and dozens of other businesses are involved in this, and you'll see their names listed plainly at the SunburyRevitalization.org. Well, just about out of time on this segment. Amanda, make a pitch for so you have an open mic to say whatever. Whatever you want.
Well, I just wanted to say this is our organization, Sunbury Revitalization's largest fundraiser, and I am truly amazed at the help from all over the place. Fire companies, city officials, I truly appreciate everybody coming together to make this happen for us and the citizens of Sunbury, the community, to have something to come out to and enjoy this weekend. So, just come out. Beautiful weather. Everybody's put a lot of work into it. You can get some fair food, get some entertainment, enjoy our beautiful Susquehanna River, you know. River Festival. Had to have it along the river this year, so we did our best.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Anything else to add, young Slade?
Oh, just come on out, and if you're driving down Front Street Wednesday evening, and you see two guys out there with a wheelie thing and a paint can, that's just Mark and I marking the spots. Beep your horn, wave to us. I'm thankful that Amanda carried the torch and continued the River Festival. And I'm glad we were able to help out and give her a hand here, Mark, and give her a little bit of our expertise from the years that we were involved.
No reason she shouldn't be irritated, as all her predecessors have been by us. So
that's right. That's correct.
Welcome aboard.
We appreciate you.
Welcome aboard, Amanda.
And thanks, Amanda, for doing everything, and to SRI to keep this going on.
Well, and we'll be painting numbers I can't see again tomorrow night, so that's always exciting.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you both so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming up today.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good morning.
Slade Schreck's the Sunbury River Festival consultant and committee member, and Amanda Furlong's the office administrator at Sunbury Revitalization, Inc., sunburyrevitalization.org.